Quick note, every time you hear this sound, that means the scene has changed. Alright, got it, in you go.
Good morning, residents of Nurture Hill. It's Conroy Conway here, coming at you live through the radio in your home. Thanks for tuning in, gang. It's a bright, clear day with a low of 51 and a high of totally fun. Wow, I'm hilarious. Today marks the start of Nurture Hill's Black Month. All stores downtown are on sale all month, so get out there and do some shopping. To clarify, when I say the stores are on sale, I'm talking about the products they sell, not the actual stores themselves. That is, unless you go to the store, but that's only selling other stores. So if you want to buy the store, you'll have to go to the store. I'm kidding. That last one doesn't exist. That's all for today, gang. Thank you for tuning into Nurture Hill Morning News. We'll be on here tomorrow. Same time, same nonstop quips. Bazinga! This is Conroy Conway, signing off. Hear you later. Get it? Hear you later because it's radio? Wow. I wish I had come up with that one.
Hello.
Good morning.
My name is Piper. I live across the street from you. I just came here to welcome you to Nurture Hill. Here's a basket I made for you.
You made this? This weaving is remarkable.
Oh, I didn't make the basket. I just put things inside it.
As one tends to do with a basket, and yet we don't call that making a basket.
I
apologize. This is a bad first impression.
Oh no, did you not like my gift basket?
No, you're fine. I was the one... You know what? Let's start over. Hello. My name is Isaac. It's a pleasure to meet you. Piper, you said your name was?
Piper O'Gunson, at your command. Service. Hello.
Hello.
So, how are you liking Nurture Hill so far? Is it the perfect permanent getaway you always imagined?
I didn't imagine to be 1,063 feet above sea level, but it is a nice town. I love Antirrhinums.
Oh, the snapdragons. Yes, our town flower.
Antirrhinum magus. I'm a florist, and I'm a big fan of that particular species. I love that this town has so many.
Thanks! Not like thanks as in a personal compliment, I didn't grow them, just thanks in general because—
I got it.
So what brings you to Nurture Hill?
My husband was transferred here.
Oh, what does he do?
He's unemployed.
Who goes there?
It's me, and I brought a neighbor.
Hi.
Into my secret laboratory, Isaac!
Firstly, this is not a laboratory. This is our basement. Secondly, it's our brand new basement, which you seem to already have gotten... What are those? Scorch marks?
Yes, some of my testing required some small explosions. Nothing too dangerous.
Uh-huh. So I shouldn't be concerned that the scorch mark is right next to the support post, Melvin? I want you to be safe.
Ha-ta-ta! Safety is the lazy man's hard work.
That's not a thing people say, nor does it make any sense. He gets a little mad scientist-y from time to time.
Whoa, so do you, like, make inventions and stuff?
I prefer the term revolutionizer. The name's Cricket.
Cricket's your name?
Melvin is his name. He goes by his last name because it makes him sound more scientist-y.
It does.
I told you.
I'm not denying it. I just don't see why your name has to sound scientist-y at all.
What's that?
This? This is a metal rod that allows me to conduct the flow of electricity in a way where it will leave the rod and fly out into the air.
Oh, so it's a magic wand that shoots lightning.
That's... It's not a wand! It's not magic! Do not call it that! It is a metal rod. Science! Science!
I take it you don't believe in magic?
I believe in magic, Piper. That's why we came here. My aura scepter picked up trace amounts of a rare atom found only in dragon magic, also known by its more complicated scientific name you probably wouldn't be able to pronounce.
Is it dragic?
Astounding. You pronounced it.
What's that?
This giant hunk of metal is my boiler. She can reach up to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which is necessary temperature to boil some of the liquids for the serums I create.
You make potions too?
Serums. I said serums. I am not a wizard. Do not call them potions. I apologize. I may have lost my temper there.
Thank you for stopping by, Piper.
Of course, anytime. We should organize a neighborhood get-together so you can meet all the other neighbors, too.
That sounds lovely.
Cricket, if you need any help finding that dragon magic, I'm your gal. I've watched a few episodes of Sherlock in my day. I've watched one. They're pretty long.
Thank you, Piper, but dragon magic is far too complicated for you to understand.
Okay, bye.
To be fair, she was able to pronounce dragic.
Shut up.
Love you too.
Hi, Fall.
Piper! What are you doing?
I was listening to some 6 feet apart, but now I am talking on the phone with you.
Come to Leanne Kloss. They're having a huge sale, and it is so no splashback.
Fall, every store is having a sale. It's clearance month.
I know. We should just take advantage of it.
I'll be there in 10. Minutes. 10 minutes. I needed to clarify in case you thought I meant 10 seconds, which I don't. I mean 10 minutes.
I assumed.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clarify.
Girl, the longer you stay on this phone call, the longer it will take for you to get here.
Shoppers, if you want a cake with custom frosting, please be sure to stop by the bakery segment of the store. Thank you for shopping at Nature Hill Groceries.
Why are we here again? I thought you wanted to check out Leanne Kloss.
I did, and then I moved on to this store. That's what you get when you stall on the phone.
That, and also it took me 7 minutes to run here.
Piper, you ran? We talked about this.
No, we didn't.
Running makes you sweaty. And you can't be sweaty when you're downtown. It deters the potential boyfriends.
Yes, that's definitely why I came to the grocery store.
Ooh, look at this. It's mint ice cream, but with chocolate chips inside.
So, mint chocolate chip?
No. Wrong. Mint chocolate chip has chocolate chips scattered throughout the ice cream. This has a clump of chocolate chips in the center of the tub with an outer shell of mint ice cream.
That just sounds like worse mint chocolate chip.
Piper.
Oh, hi. Fall, these are the new guys who just moved in across the street from me, Isaac and Cricket.
Cricket and Isaac also works too.
And your name should come first because...
It's alphabetical. It makes more logical sense.
What are you guys doing here?
At a grocery store.
Oh.
Let me take this question, Isaac.
We're buying food. That's why we're here.
The reason we are here is a philosophical question many have pondered for years. Why are we here? What is our purpose? What is the meaning of life?
She was asking why we're at the grocery store.
And that's the question I'm answering. Yes, you could say that we're at a grocery store to buy food, but that's a very simple way of thinking about it. We need food because we are humans, and we are humans because of a large-scale infatuating...
Piper, why don't you introduce your friend?
Oh, right, yes, right. This is Fall. Fall, this is Isaac, and that's Cricket.
...completely operational to someone of differing bodily constructions, leading...
Your name is Fall?
I am well aware it's a dumb name. My three older siblings are named Spring, Summer, and Autumn, which are all pretty names. I assume they expected to have me later than they did, so they could name me Winter, but here we are.
Yes, exactly! Mwah, mwah! We are here! We are standing here because we need food, which stems from our need as human beings.
What was that?
That was an earthquake. A seismological movement in the Earth's lithosphere where the...
I know what it was. We just rarely get ones of this magnitude here.
There's a crowd gathering outside. I think we should go see what's up.
I think we should buy ice cream.
Testing, testing.
Nice weather.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
It is I, your mayor, Humpty Humphrey. Now, I was going to perform a karaoke version of Marty Had a Little Lamb.
That's not his name!
Humpty Humphrey most definitely is my name. But that's irrelevant. The reason I am here is because, per request on my Patreon, I was going to do some karaoke. However, it appears we have just had an earthquake, and my mayoral responsibilities oblige me to talk about it. One big question I assume you're all wondering is, why did that earthquake hit only Nurture Hill and not anywhere else in the country? Oh, did you not know that yet? My mistake. But yes, it only happened to hit our little town. Now, why that is, we do not yet know. However, I have some experts, and they've said that we probably will never know ever.
The earthquake broke my only remaining photo of my dog. It fell off the shelf and shattered.
Just take another photo.
Calm yourselves. Do not make a fuss, please. We are trying our best to look into it, but rest assured, it was most likely a one-time occurrence.
Bro, that statue could have killed me.
Yes, it appears that 12-foot statue of town founder Gibblesby McUpstopper has indeed fallen over. But folks, we are trying to get to the bottom of this, so please calm your butt cheeks.
I think it's the new guys.
What?
Huh?
I beg your pardon.
Aren't there some new guys who just moved to town? I think it's them causing the earthquakes.
Cool. Why?
Think about it. You're telling me that two mysterious dudes move to town, and the very next day, there's an earthquake. And you call that a coincidence?
I wouldn't say it's a coincidence. I would say it's just two things that happened individually from each other.
Okay, people, please do not start arguing, because when you start arguing, then people get mean, and I don't know how to stop it.
Come to think of it, I drove past their house this morning, and it looked pretty suspicious. I mean, they've got a whole wizard tower and everything.
It is an astronomy tower, and I am not a wizard.
Guys, stop fighting! As your mayor, I declare it illegal to argue!
You don't have the power to do that.
Dang it!
Guys. I'll plan, you know, a little neighborhood get-together. Then you can see that they're not wizards.
Listen to the small lady! I am not a wizard.
That's right. You're not a wizard. You're a witch. Burn the witch!
Burn the witch! Burn the witch.
Oh my lord, what era are we in? Okay, stop. Ralpho, stop throwing rocks at the new townsfolk. That is very rude. Mary had a little lamb. Well, I'm glad that worked.
Sing the rest, you coward!
Yeah! Hit the track, Al!
The earthquake knocked over the karaoke machine and broke it?
Screw it! I'm doing this a cappella! Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb whose sheep fleece was white as wool.
Cricket, and let's go before he finishes the song.
Mary Lynch, Mary...
Ah, home... Unfamiliar home. That was certainly not the welcome I was expecting.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I don't know why they're all accusing you of being a witch. I thought we were past that. We had a townwide intervention a couple months ago about it. I guess this wasn't the greatest first impression, huh?
I'd say it was. I like these people. They're scientifically not the sharpest, but they have gumption.
Would it make it better if I made you another gift basket? I'll actually make the basket this time. Well, I'll have to learn how to make that, but...
Piper, I'm sure everyone will warm up to us eventually. They'll get to know us at the get-together.
Oh, yes! What days would work best for you?
Until my floral boutique opens up, both of us are unemployed, so every day will work.
Ah-ta-ta! That's not true! I'm employed by science! And as a scientist, I've taken it upon myself to get to the bottom of this earthquake mystery.
That sounds exciting.
Oh no, I don't need your help.
I just said it sounds exciting.
All right, I'm going to start making dinner. Piper, Fall, you two want anything for dinner?
Isaac is really a scientist too when it comes to the culinary world.
Thanks, but I should be getting home to put away this ice cream before it melts.
Thanks for welcoming us to the neighborhood.
Bon voyage!
They're not going on a trip, Melvin. They're going home.
I know, but...
Man, those guys are weird. Do you think they're really wizards?
Give them some time, Fall. I'm weird and you still hang out with me.
Yeah, you are weird.
Not the response I was expecting. What do you think is up with those earthquakes?
I don't know how tectonic plates work. I'm sure it's like a passing storm or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Welp, I'm gonna head home. See you tomorrow for some more clearance month shopping?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Good evening, residents of Nurture Hill. Man, there sure were a magnitude of things that happened today. Magnitude. The puns just keep on coming from Shaboy Conroy Conway. Anyway, gang, I just wanted to announce that this will be the first broadcast of Nurture Hill Evening News, because we all know how much you all love the morning news. Thanks for tuning in, gang. If you're listening right now, you are a real one, as them kids say. This is Conroy Conway from Nurture Hill Evening News. Signing off, and I just want to say that it has been brought to my attention that talk to you later makes more sense than hear you later, because I'm talking to you and you're hearing me. Good night, Nurture Hill. Hear you later.